Stay tuned, and at the end of the program, we'll let you know where to send your questions for Dave and Tom to address in a future Contending for the Faith. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we continue our exploration of the doctrine of salvation. Here again are Dave and Tom.
Dave, this program is about encouraging people to get into God's Word. As I think back to the first segment that we did, we want people to know the true and living God. We want them to know Jesus Christ, His Son, who, as we've just said, paid the full penalty for our sins. And the best way they can do that, I mean, we appreciate them listening to us, but we want them to search the Scriptures, read God's Word. And this segment, Understanding the Scriptures, we're going through the Gospel of John. And as you said earlier in our program, that's the place to begin if they've never read the Bible before. Right now we're in John chapter 5, and we'll pick up with verse 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Now, Dave, we get lots of letters, even before we started radio, we get lots of letters in this ministry saying that we're too critical, too judgmental. And the Bible says, don't be looking to somebody else before you take that own judge out of your own eye.
Judge not that you be not judged.
Right.
Don't try to cast a mote out of someone else's eye when you got a beam in your own. But in that very chapter, Matthew 7, he talks about false prophets.
Yeah.
So we have to judge. So the judging there is judging motives, not judging deeds and false doctrine.
Mm-hmm. And we're not judging them based on our own criterion.
Right.
We're trying to hold up God's word. But what does this mean? The Father judgeth no man.
He's committed all judgment unto the Son. You know, there was a little tract out there years ago. I think it was a Jack Chick tract, and I don't agree with everything Jack Chick puts out. And I can't even remember all of this tract, but I remember that finally the man was standing before God. And what do you know? God was a man, Jesus. Well, God became a man in the person of Jesus Christ. I and my Father are one. The babe born in Bethlehem, it says.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrew prophet Isaiah said, is the mighty God, the everlasting Father. So God became a man. And I think the tract, as I recall, showed somebody maybe standing there saying, I'm an illegitimate child. I don't even know who my father was. And the pain that I endured. And somebody else had some other thing. I was a minority race. And I was hated. I was misunderstood. And everybody, whatever they said, the one sitting on the throne judging them said, yes, I endured that. That happened to me. So the Father, God Himself, and God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are one, three persons in one God. But they find themselves face to face with a man. God became a man. He suffered. He endured. The Scripture says He was tested in every point like we are tempted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, He was not drawn to sin,
right,
but He faced the possibility of it. Every temptation, every test that a human being could face, He faced. Now, you can't stand there at the great white throne judgment, this is Revelation chapter 20, and say to God, yeah, but you don't know what it's like to be a man. You didn't endure this, because He did. He became a man, and He lived a perfect, sinless life. And He condemned sin, the Scripture says, by His life.
Mm-hmm.
He condemned sin in the flesh. There is no excuse for any of us. Oh, yeah, but He's God. Yes, but He did it as a man. He is God. But as the man Christ Jesus, trusting in His Father, saying, I can of mine own self do nothing. What the Father does, that's what I do. And He proved that sin is not necessary. You don't have to sin. So I said, wait a minute now. You're teaching sin is perfection. No, I'm not. John says if we say we haven't sinned, we deceive ourselves. If we say we're without sin. But can you be kept from sin for 1 second? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? Well, I don't know. We're pretty, our hearts are deceitful. We don't even know the sinful pride and whatever that goes on in our hearts. But Jesus condemns sin in the flesh by his perfect sinless life mm-hmm. as a man in obedience to and reliance upon his Father. And he will be the judge. I'm taking a long time on that, mm-hmm. but I think it's worth it.
Sure.
The Father doesn't judge. It's not God the Father who judges. It is the Son who judges all men, and he is the one who became
right.
a man.
Dave, one of the things we've been talking about the Gospel of John, a particular issue that keeps being reinforced is that Jesus is God. And here we have, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. You don't do that to a finite being, to just some guy who was born in Bethlehem and lived in Nazareth.
And again, Tom, we're talking about concepts of God.
Mm-hmm.
This is a unique, absolutely unique concept of God. You will not find it in any of the religious writings. This is in the Bible only.
Mm-hmm.
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, one God. And the Son of God came to this earth as a man, became a man through the virgin birth. And because of who he is, he could represent the human race, and yet he's God, mm-hmm. who is, as we mentioned earlier, infinite. And therefore, he could pay the infinite penalty that his own infinite justice required for our sins. You will find that nowhere, nowhere in any religious mm-hmm. writings,
yeah.
anywhere in the history or any culture, anywhere.
Dave, more than that, based on our first segment, we talked about the Quran, about Allah. This, the view that Muslims take is contradictory to this.
Absolutely.
So you have to make a choice. You can't kind of smooth these things over and say, oh, okay, you kind of believe this and we sort of believe that. No, they're contradictory.
Not only contradictory regarding God, the difference between Allah
mm-hmm.
and Yahweh, but contradictory concerning Jesus. The Muslims teach that Jesus, instead of dying in our place, someone died in his place. Mm-hmm. A lookalike disciple took Jesus' place, and Jesus didn't even die. He was taken to heaven alive, and he must come back
right.
again as a man and die. I mean, this is so contrary to the word of God. This is anti. Islam is anti-Christian,
okay.
is what it is.
And for those who are drawing back to what we said, look at the next verse. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. Now, in Islam, their view of Allah, they wouldn't put Muhammad on the same plane with...
Exactly.
But here we have it.
Again, it's a claim for the deity of Jesus Christ.
Right.
You couldn't possibly... How could any man take the honor that belongs to God, and yet it says Jesus is making the statement. He's claiming that he is one with the Father, that
right.
he is God. Why, the Bible says... The God of the Bible says, I will not share my honor with anyone. Okay? So this one, Jesus Christ, must be God himself.
Mm-hmm. Continuing, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him.
Mm-hmm. Second John. He says, anyone who does not bring the doctrine of Christ, you don't even let him in your house. You don't say, God bless you, you know, because if you do not have Christ, the Son, you do not have the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And we only come to the Father through the Son. And therefore, this is very, very serious. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which has sent him. Now, we're back to a concept, if somebody wants to say that, of God. God is a Father. Wait a minute. Allah, in the Quran, it says, Allah is not a Father, and he has no Son. Now, how are we going to put these two together? The God of the Bible is the loving Heavenly Father. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and so forth. You do not do that as a Muslim. You cannot come to Allah in this way. You cannot even know Allah. And Allah is certainly not a father. And Allah is not the loving God of the Bible. So he that honors not the Son, he honors not the Father, and he does not have a Father. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And John in his first epistle, chapter 5, said, this is the witness that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
He that has not the Son has not life. And Jesus himself, John 3:36, said, he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Now we have Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You can't separate them.
Right.
And indeed.
And Dave, they're saying something very specific here.
Mm.
You cannot just kind of waffle through them or accommodate them to every other view. It's the true and living God as he has revealed himself, or it's everyone's opinion.
And this revelation in the Bible is absolutely unique. You will not find it anywhere else. It doesn't come from culture. It doesn't come from someone's ideas. It comes from God himself, who has revealed himself. And Jesus said, this is life eternal, to know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And we just couldn't make it more emphatic. Come to Jesus Christ. Believe who he is, that he is God, who paid the penalty for your sins. And receive the pardon, the eternal life that he offers as a free gift.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Books, tapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and other items are just some of the materials we make available for you serious students of God's Word. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 0731, and please mention the call letters of this station. Next week, Dave and Tom will continue their series of programs based on Dave's book, In Defense of the Faith. And isn't Allah really the same God as Yahweh? Getting Wired for God. We'll look at that story and examine the question, why isn't sincerity good enough for God? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us and invite you to tune in again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily.
You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.